KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz offering his motion to vacate the Speaker's chair, setting up a showdown with Kevin McCarthy over the short-term spending bill that passed with the support of Democrats.
He is committed to this effort. He has made it clear he does not believe that Kevin McCarthy should be the Speaker of the House. So he can bring this motion to try to force this vote to oust Speaker McCarthy, and then it could fail. We could see this fail. And Gaetz says at some point, he may try again.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Former President Donald Trump says he'll be back in the Manhattan courtroom today as the fraud trial involving overinflating his real estate portfolio continues. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, begins his fraud trial today in New York. This is ABC News. Three scientists sharing the Nobel Prize for Physics announced this morning they're being honored for coming up with a new way to study the movement of electrons. The UN sending a peacekeeping force into Haiti.
The multinational armed force will be led by Kenya, and it will be the first time in nearly 20 years that such a force will be deployed to the troubled Caribbean nation. U.S. Representative Jeffrey De Laurentiis.
We have stepped up to create a new way of preserving global peace and security, answering the repeated calls of a member state facing a multidimensional crisis amid alarming, spiraling gang violence.
The resolution, drafted by the U.S. and Ecuador, was approved by 13 votes in favor and two abstentions from China and Russia. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
More layoffs connected to the UAW strike against Detroit's big three automakers. Ford and GM now saying they have to lay off hundreds of workers at parts plants, which would normally be sending parts to factories. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 FM, and 1100 AM in WISS Oshkosh. 58 degrees downtown Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 61 in Oshkosh. And this is one of our favorite days because we get to play. See, you know, this would be the ramp.
All right, this is cool.
This is the ramp.
And we talk about, we have a very special guest in the house.
And the first person.
You weren't supposed to talk over the vocals.
Right. I'm new to this. All right.
Great job. All right. Hitting the ramp, Jim. So, anyway, do we have any Depot prize cards?
Yes, sir. Okay. We sure do.
Depot prize card.
$25 gift card.
To the person who can figure out who our mystery guest is. All right. Hello, mystery guest.
Oh my gosh. That sounded a little creepy, to be honest with you.
It's that clown that was under the Masons.
Yeah, exactly. How are you, my friend?
Good. Mystery guest, how long have you been in the Green Bay community?
25 years. You know, there was actually a show exactly like this back in the 60s. Was it What's My Line? Or there's one of those shows where you'd...
What's My Line,
And the people would ask questions. It's like, was it a white-collar job or a blue-collar job?
Okay.
Yeah, all those kinds of things. But you're totally a white-collar person, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm still going with the clown under the bridge.
I am too.
What was that guy's name? That
I don't know. I know what you mean, though, and it was creepy. It was very creepy.
And so, I don't want to get into looks. Okay.
All right. wow.
From Jim.
Now you're starting because I get ripped on pretty good here about the way I look.
Just call me fat?
No, he didn't.
I didn't.
No, he didn't.
But he's got a credit card for
you.
Yeah,
I do. We'll get to that later. Yes. I can help.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Do you like being on radio here with us?
A little intimidating. Have you ever done anything like publicly, or are you just
a few things?
Yeah. A few things.
A few things.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to a backyard barbecue?
Yeah, okay.
All right. One.
What is your favorite charity?
That's a loaded question. JDR.
Oh, very good. That's diabetes.
That's awesome.
That's exactly right. And you've done a lot for them. I know you have.
You've done a lot for the Crack Center. You've done a lot for a lot of
the Crack Center?
The Crack. No, over
at Crack.
He's done. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking.
Yes.
What?
Okay. Just Listen to our guest.
I was there when you introduced it. You, well, like the christening.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, we cut the ribbon there. You were there. Yeah. That was fun.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
I want to remind people they can text the studio by downloading the Civic Media app. Make sure and choose WGBW or WISS. And then in the lower right-hand corner, that's how you actually go ahead and text
Who
the studio.
Who is our mystery guest?
And we have a very special mystery guest. And we can say it's he. Can I say it's he?
Too late now. Are we okay with that? I mean, these days, you never know what we're supposed to say.
Right.
And so is that okay?
Hey, visually.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, you're okay with that. He.
All right.
Big. Supporter of juvenile diabetes, was in the public, did we say?
Uh-huh. Right,
in the public, correct, sir. Been in the community for 25 years.
Yep.
Reminds me of that clown that stood under the bridge.
That's not very flattering. Is it?
Is that just because of this?
Oh, man. Okay, Johnny.
Wow.
Get me out of this.
All right. We'll take it. Run with it.
We got a $25 gift card.
So did you ever meet our producer, co-host, yes, Todd Michaels?
He was my boss for about, 10 months?
Oh, really?
It was
really?
A very short period of time.
Okay.
Huh? Okay. And want to get into who let who go, or we'll just let it at that? We'll just let it at that. Okay.
Let me ask you this question.
He puts his hands
Are
up.
You making more money now than you did at your former job?
Yes.
What percentage more?
I think he's
large.
Three times, I think, is what he said when very he walked cool. through the door.
Absolutely.
Like, what the hell are you guys doing here? There's three times more money out there
than in this business. Very nice.
Let's not make it about that. No.
Did you ever appear on a television show, like a HGTV television show one time?
Yeah. I've remodeled one of my former high school classmates' living room.
All right. Did you have a debut show at a local establishment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We got a guess.
Okay, go ahead. Say,
go ahead.
This is good.
Okay.
Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Nailed it. Yes,
it is.
$25 gift card. Yes.
We'll see you at the casino, Brett.
Take care. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, do we have any other guesses?
Who is your favorite
radio person?
I kind of like the mayor.
All right, thank you.
All right. Give him the bell on that one.
I'll try to find it. Okay, thanks.
All right, we're gonna give it up. We're gonna blow it for him.
Are you trying to
just one more?
I was gonna say, what if I just start talking?
Just start talking.
Because I was trying to avoid that because I thought,
yeah,
because I get it at grocery store stuff.
Kathy Larkin did that one time for us too.
She did. She disguised her voice.
It's hard to disguise. I know. It's just a weird thing.
Talking for.
Everybody, Todd?
Got it.
Go ahead.
Congratulations. I don't have a name yet. I got to get that, but we do have a winner.
Just making this up. Todd's making this up, and he's just going to take the gift card. Let's be honest. Todd has guessed.
What do you think of his haircut? Isn't
I like
cool?
it. And the beard?
I know.
He's really taken this bourbon and cigar thing to a new level. I don't know if he even does that, but he looks it. Yeah.
Ironically, we did get another guest that I will mention.
Okay, go ahead.
They said Murphy.
Oh. Well, we'll talk about that.
I was gonna say, maybe he could be your next guest coming up in December.
Right.
Who is it, Todd?
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Who Are You is... formerly of WIXX, Mr. Otis Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Otis is in the house.
A smattering of applause. A smattering of applause, everybody.
It's thunderous out there. So.
How are you doing, Otis? Good to see
How
you.
Are I'm you? Doing fantastic. How are you guys?
Excellent.
And great.
You gave a lot of your life to radio.
I did, yeah. 32
and
years.
32.
24 at IXX, yeah.
And you are now making...
Well, why are you going there?
Look,
I loved working there, love this community, still involved in all kinds of things in here. I mean, Celebrate the Pier had me do stage announcements this year. I'm doing junior achievement stuff in a couple of weeks. JDRF, I get to do things with. So I'm super excited that I still get to be involved in the community, as do you.
Well, you still got the voice of the personality.
Oh, you do.
And I got the drive and the passion, the love. I love it. It was great. I was just trying to see if I could do something else.
I love what you've done for juvenile diabetes over the years.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, and you did some stuff for us a couple of times, too, and we appreciate that. And, of course, all your work with the vets. I heard on the way in you're doing more stuff this weekend. So I think it's fantastic that we still get to be involved in the community doing things for and with folks, whether on the radio or not. So
I remember one banquet. I think it was in Appleton, possibly.
Yeah.
You raised crap tons of money that night.
Yeah, $500,000 in a night.
Wow. Yeah, it's incredible. Wow.
Which is what you're making now, and that's why you left radio.
Stop, Jim. Mr. Mayor.
Otis, speaking of, Otis, do you, and ask great guests this.
Yes.
Any desire for politics?
Yes.
Everybody, oh, good. Hey, yeah. I love hearing that.
The problem, I think, is that my past is going to catch up with me.
Nah, good look at Gantz, Trump, Schmidt. You're good. Zuma, you name it. They're all.
That's true. Just bring up a couple of good points.
People are pretty forgiving if they get the right person. So, you do. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm heavily involved in voting. But my biggest issue is that these days you kind of have to be careful. And it's not fair, but you got to be careful because you can drive folks away.
Yeah.
And I'm still a little bit in the community, whether I want to be or not, which I do want to be. And I don't want to drive folks away. Who
you
have,
be polarizing.
Well, yeah, right. If you have similar interests in me, but you don't agree with everything I think politically, I don't want you to just automatically hate me. And unfortunately, we have come to a point where a large portion of the population, if they don't agree with your politics, they don't like you.
Yeah.
And that's it, and it's not fair, but it's the reality of the situation.
And in radio, our goal was always for pretty much everybody to like you. And there's always going to be somebody that's not, but...
Which is why you never discuss politics on a station like WIXX. It's why you never discuss, religion and things like that, because you just don't want to drive away. And Michael Jordan said it best. He said it different.
Republicans buy shoes, too.
But, I mean, it's everybody buys shoes, or everybody listens to the radio or has the potential to listen, and you don't want to drive them away. So.
Right. With that said, you could be that nonpartisan, bring us together candidate.
Well, that's the problem. I'm not nonpartisan, though.
Okay. So, leave that here.
Yeah,
okay.
No, it's just, you know. Right.
So what are you doing now? Tell us. Do you miss radio?
I do. Yeah, of course I do. That was my love. That's what I wanted to do in high school. But I got to do it. And I get to do it on a very successful radio station in a really great community that led me to do things I never would have gotten to do anywhere else. If I was, in a bigger city, I wouldn't have got to do some of the things I got to do working here in this city. And it was fantastic, from being on ESPN for a 30 or a 3-minute segment all one day before the Packer Viking game, just because we played a little fun on a Lizzo song, to get to be on Lambeau Field just before a game and announcing a contest. Those kinds of things are very exciting.
Right.
And just being involved in this community has been fantastic. And it's not just Green Bay. This is a big, giant community that we serve. And it was a blast.
So if we still want to engage in your warm personality, how can we do that?
Well, I work over at Gandrew Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. I'm a business manager over there. I transitioned. I initially left about a year and a half ago, and I went to the Chevy side, and I sold vehicles over there with our good friend David Burns.
Is he the most handsome?
Is
salesman
he just
in the business?
Amazing?
And that guy's got to start aging.
And that voice. That just
the voice. Yes.
Hi, everybody.
The
voice. This is David Burns coming up next. Motley Crue.
And then the position opened for the business manager position earlier this year, and I took that. And
awesome.
Fantastic. I'm really enjoying
it. We always used to say, someday when I grow up, I'm going to get a real job.
Right.
Yeah, I did. I got a real job. Where I have to, look, I have a collar and stuff.
I know.
And I wear a name tag.
Long pants?
Yes, I do. I had to get slacks. I told my wife I got to buy slacks. She goes, stop calling them slacks. They're slacks.
So the Murphy situation, we're winding it down here, but what do you think, buddy?
I think it's incredible, right? It's what a great run.
Unbelievable run.
Incredible. If you didn't hear, he announced his retirement.
Yep. Good for him.
And boy, I wish him nothing but the best with him and his wife down in Florida, living in their best life, golfing every day. Come
nothing
on.
More for him to accomplish.
That's awesome.
Is Otis coming back or is Otis done?
I can come back. It's up to you guys.
Well, we've got some stuff.
Are you kicking me out, Todd?
Well, we're going to bring you back.
You're fired,
bring
Todd. You're fired.
I feel like I'm back in IXX meeting room. Can you come back again one day? We'd
of
love
course
to have
I can.
You.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you
back.
Okay?
Absolutely. You got 10 seconds.
Otis Day, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
When we come back, we have another special guest, Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 68 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 76. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 70. 54. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. How much fun was that having Otis Day, legendary WIXX personality on the air?
The who are you? And boy, yeah, that guy's got a lot of energy.
Oh, man. We're going to get him back here. We'll have him on for like an hour one day.
And the beauty of him, he loved radio, like he said, 32 years. And I don't know if he's what his plans are to get. I know that Murphy job being open. I know they're hounding you, Johnny. I'd like you to stay, but that's...
I wouldn't say they're hounding me. No.
I'm thinking of Murphy. We've got Mino and the Mayor, so two M's. If one of you end up taking off, Murphy's got to go.
I actually texted him right away. As soon as he texted me, told me he was retired, and I said, Mino, Murphy, and the Mayor has a pretty good ring to it.
Oh, my God. I'd have to quit.
All I got was three where somebody's laughing so hard they're crying.
He's going to be in Florida. But what I like about Otis is he, like you, Johnny, he just got engaged in this community.
Absolutely.
Man, I met him at the Croc Center when we cut the ribbon on there. Done so much for that. And then the juvenile diabetes. And he's at a lot of events. And it's going to be fun to get him back here. He invited us to do the juvenile diabetes walk, and I told him
when is it?
So I don't know, he's gonna
do that.
Yeah,
I know.
I
very special guest coming out right now. Vice president and general manager of WFRV Channel 5, Judson Beck.
Morning, guys.
Good to see you.
Good to see you,
Judson.
You guys don't go by, like, when I worked at Channel 5, it was just Channel 5, or it was FRV.
We're Local 5.
Local 5.
Local 5.
Local 5.
Yeah. Used to be 5 Country way back in the day. Do you remember that, Johnny?
It was. It was.
Really? Okay,
5 you, Country, yep.
I get no support here. I come here in the morning, and I get, it's, thank God we hired Todd, or Todd hired us. So you reach, what, a million people in your viewing area? A little over that?
Yeah, the DMA is about a million people.
That's
about 480,000 households, I think, about a million people.
It's incredible.
And you've gone through all this digital, all this craziness, internet, and you continue to be what? You got to be like number one, two station here in this market.
Well, you know, number one in all of our hearts, for sure. But we, you know, it's a very competitive marketplace. Oh, yeah. You know, we've had a tremendous good fortune of having Z as our anchor for a long time. I've only been here for a year. I came here about a year ago.
Yeah, he was our very first guest in the show.
Is that right? Yeah, that's right. I think I did.
Yeah, that was
told me.
He christened the show.
He's such a great guy.
It's awesome.
The guy you see on TV is exactly the guy he is.
Yeah.
He's just great people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've hired good people along the way, though. I know you've only been here a year, but Mahoney?
Tom was here for
30
years.
Tom was here forever.
And then that other lady we had here,
Aaron Schell. You're a big follower, huh? that one lady. Who's that one lady?
I really don't watch.
I work with Rudy Giuliani, just so you know. That's who I work with.
I don't watch a lot
I gotta tell you, what you guys do so well, and I've been fortunate to co-host it once in a while with Lisa Malik. That show is so great because it's so local. It's unbelievable. You guys are really big with all the local type things, which I think is really, really cool.
You know, that's what we do well. So Local 5 Live just celebrated 10 years. We had a special show. And those two are amazing.
Yeah.
And the guests we've had, community, culture, and commerce.
Yep.
In an hour every day, five days a week. It's fantastic.
Awesome. It's fantastic.
It's really good. And we've launched a couple of new initiatives over the course of the last year, and we're really proud of some of the things we've been able to do. But going live in the community, we've got a franchise called Our Town.
Yep.
We've got
I think that's great.
Wisconsin. Yep. We get out there and go one-on-one or one on a thousand with the public all the time. And not everybody else does that.
No,
and
not so
that's,
at all.
I'd say that's kind of our shtick.
And by the way, really Aaron Davidson is the name he was trying to come up with.
Oh, Aaron Davidson. Who's that one lady? You had a lady on TV there for a while.
She's an all-star. Yeah. Come on, man.
I know. I love her. I love her.
Can I interject something really quick?
Please, Todd, please do.
Michelle McCormick does a great series on supper clubs. It's one of my favorite things. Yeah, I mean, we got to get her on the show to talk about that.
Absolutely,
would
love to.
You know, she just started a podcast.
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big supper club person.
I'll tell you, it's so good.
Wow,
it's a really good.
You know what else you guys do really well is you really support the vets. You guys do so much. I was on your Veterans Day show. Yes, right. That's how we met.
Yeah.
I was on your Veterans Day show last year, which was just outstanding.
Yeah.
And you guys do the weekly segments and everything, the Hometown Heroes.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, we love and support our vets, and you've written a book about them, and that's actually how we first met.
Four of them.
John was going to say four.
I've got one of them.
Okay, we'll get
three. I offered him the other ones. We didn't want to pay for it. So I gave him the one free one. I thought there's still payola rules. I guess not. But Judd here is a longtime veteran. Tell a little bit about your background, Judd.
Well, you know, I was my family, my father was a combat air crewman in the Pacific in World War II. Both my brothers were in the military. It was something that, you know, I felt an obligation to do. My dad, unfortunately, passed away when I was in my freshman year in college, and I was paying 100% of my tuition, so I needed everything I could get my hands on. I'm like, you know, I'm going to take a semester off. I went to boot camp in A school, and I was in the Navy, so I became a Navy signalman.
Just awesome.
And, and then I had about 3 months left on my contract, which I'd extended from 6 years to 8 years to get like a $1,200 bonus or something, you know, big money. And and so I got activated for Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and then Desert Storm. And so I spent the last, I don't know, 4 to 6 months deployed in the Persian Gulf on a Westpac.
That's awesome.
That's great. How do you like Green Bay? I mean, you've been other places. We're voted this number one community.
Oh, you're a Wisconsin guy, though, right?
Well, you know what? Okay. I've been in Wisconsin for almost a decade.
Oh, okay.
I'm originally from St. Louis.
Right.
My wife is from Madison. But we moved from Chicago,
okay,
where I lived for over 30 years in the media business there. But we moved to Wisconsin to La Crosse about 10 years ago. Okay. And we love it. It was a great decision for our family. Our kids got great educations. Yeah. My son now is a senior in Milwaukee. And my daughter is a sophomore at St. Thomas.
Okay, we got 1 minute.
Yep.
He was once asked this question: what can downtown Green Bay do better, and how can we help it?
Love downtown Green Bay. I think it's evolved. I've been here now for about a year and 2 or 3 months, and it's really loud.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Or me.
Saturday it's night really down loud. Here was unbelievable.
I think the city's got to recognize that this is now a town of residents. Okay. It's not all retail downtown. You got to support the residents.
There's ordinances on the books that got to be enforced.
Yep.
I mean, when I was mayor, and John hate that, but I'm telling you, we wrote a lot more citations for loud vehicles than they do now. And
go get them.
Okay.
You can't believe what it was like down here Saturday
Johnny
night.
Johnny said he didn't sleep.
It's crazy.
It was like the Fast and the Furious.
It's so loud.
I
got to put the closed captioning on my TV when I'm watching sports.
Oh, my gosh. It's mind-boggling how
Johnny,
loud it is
we're
going to
work
here.
On that. It's a mission.
All right. John, we're going to have you back again,
great.
Okay?
We
just
want
to introduce you to our people. But we're going to be back again one day.
All right.
That was good.
Local 5 is where it's at.
So a quick break. Mine on the mayor. Back right after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz offering his motion to vacate the Speaker's chair, setting up a showdown with Kevin McCarthy over the short-term spending bill that passed with the support of Democrats.
He does not believe that Kevin McCarthy should be the Speaker of the House. So he can bring this motion to try to force this vote to oust Speaker McCarthy, and then it could fail. We could see this fail. And Gaetz says at some point, he may try again.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Former President Donald Trump says he'll be back in the Manhattan courtroom today as the fraud trial involving overinflating his real estate portfolio continues. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, begins his fraud trial today in New York. A 9-year-old girl who disappeared last weekend while riding her bike in upstate New York found. Police tracked down the suspect through fingerprints left on a ransom note. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin. You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Now, inside the house with Sandra Rank of Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
Hey, welcome back. Mine or the mayor. Special thanks to Otis Day and Judd Beck.
Otis Day.
Otis
Day. Oh, he's fun, man. We're going to get him on. We're
going to
get
love him
on. And does Judd
Hey, you know, wait, excuse me. I didn't mean to interrupt. Okay, remember I asked you to co-host the day this guy is off?
Yeah.
Let's get Otis in, too.
Okay, do it. Okay,
oh, that's going to be a... I'm going to miss that show. I'm going to be in Nashville.
You have to listen to us. You have to listen to us.
Absolutely.
You can phone in.
Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams joining us right now. Inside the House. I love that name. Very nice job putting together the promo. You've got your own promo. You've got your own intro music. You're big time.
What was the music? I didn't hear it.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Oh, hang on.
I'll play for you again.
Do I put a headset on? We'll see if hair.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Now, inside the house with Sandra Rank of Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
All right.
How cool is that?
We are inside this beautiful home.
Inside very
the
cool. house.
With the realtor who knows everything before you make the purchase or before you sell your home. So I don't know if you have something on your agenda. Mine has to do with real estate, but it doesn't have to do with a home. I got a text from somebody that said, what does Sandra Rank think about buying hunting land? Do you do land, raw land, vacant land? Is that something you want to talk about next week? I said I'll ask her.
Okay. So
What do I think about buying hunting land? I think it's fantastic. I don't do hunting land, but I can help you with people that do do hunting land.
Good enough.
Okay, Jim also has another thing. He's got this unbelievable scam that he's trying to work on.
Wait.
Credit cards.
I have a business plan and that is viable. Which I cut John in at 5% and it's going down. I don't have to.
Because you know my goal, my dream is that for my obituary, right, which Dom's going to write for me, he enjoyed spending, we've talked about this. He enjoyed spending time in his cabin up north. I don't have a cabin up north, but I'll be damned if I'm going to have the only obituary that doesn't say he enjoyed spending time in his cabin up north. So Jim says, well, you're going to make a lot of money on my credit card scam that I'm putting together and talk to Sandra and she'll find you a cabin up north. Because we talked last week a little bit about
and John,
second homes.
Let's talk. We talked about second homes.
Cabins up north are thebomb.com.
But how much are they these days? A lot, right?
It depends. It depends on what you want. Like you could probably get one for $250-ish up to whatever you want to spend.
Could I get one as low as $150-ish?
Probably not.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
A cabin up north.
You better come through for me, Jim.
You got to start. First of all, we'll use the word business plan, not a scam. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, did I say scam? I meant business. Todd, did I say scam?
I guess you did.
Oh. Okay. So anyway, I can help.
Business idea.
Johnny wants a cabin so he can kind of go off the grid and he wants to be on the water. What should he budget about? And within 90-minute drive, 80, 70. Okay. How far do you want to drive after work on Friday? 80 minutes.
Okay, so I think you should budget minimum $250. Minimum.
Okay.
How much is that a month then? I don't have my little real estate.
I don't either. Rates are different these days. Yeah. Right?
Johnny, if this works, you'll pay cash. I just want to put the budget together. So
do I even want to know?
Is it going to be under the table cash?
You cannot bring cash to a closing. You cannot do that.
Is that illegal? I didn't know
that. You can't. It has to be a cashier's check. Yes. You can't bring a bag of cash.
Sandra Rank is joining us, and she came back from the Upper Peninsula. Have a good time in Marquette.
I love
the UP. People understand how gorgeous Marquette is.
The UP in general is spectacular, and we live so close.
And it's this time of year is the best
time.
Oh,
my God. It's just starting to turn up there.
Unbelievable. And you brought us something. What did you bring us?
I brought you Trenary Toast.
Toast. Okay. Made by Trenary Toast, Trenary, Michigan.
Okay, so I'm married to a Youper. He's born in Menominee, so it counts.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
He told me to ask you.
Yeah.
Ask John, who does he pick, Menominee or Nagani this week?
Oh, Nagani.
Oh, God. Well, Menominee's doing really well.
Well, so is Nagani.
Okay, well, you guys are on.
Although I will say this, Menominee beat Gladstone the other night. And
they have a great team this year.
Gladstone's the only team that beat Nagani this year. So I would say Menominee would be favored. But that's a great. Is that Menominee or is it in Nagani? Do you know?
That I don't know.
Because if it's a Menominee, of course, is it Friday or Saturday?
That I don't know either.
Okay.
Isn't it always Friday?
Nagani, Menominee.
Yeah, but sometimes it seems like Menominee plays on Saturdays for some reason.
Okay, that I don't know.
But anyway.
I think that's just the M&M game.
Is that stuff you've been bragging about, John?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing with the Trenary Toast.
Tell
them how to do it. We were driving through Trenary. I'm like, oh my God, pull over. So we pull over. They no longer sell Trenary Toast in Trenary. We had to, at the bakery, so we had to go to the gas station to get it.
Oh, okay.
Nice. That just shows you how viable of a product
I think their headquarters are in Marquette now, right?
They sell at the gas station.
They make it
in
Trenary.
Okay, but they don't sell it in Trenary.
No, they have a little they have a little place in Marquette, the Trenary, you can do
it. Yes, the Trenary Toast restaurant.
Yes.
So here's what you do, Jim.
Okay, John.
Promise
this. This is a UP thing. It is a thing.
So far.
I grew up on this. I was 6 years old. Before school, you know what I'd have for breakfast? This is no lie. At 6 years old, Trenary Toast and coffee. I'd have a cup of coffee
at 6 years
old.
That explains a lot.
I know.
Your parents let you drink coffee at 6?
Absolutely. No question. Wow. But it was always with the Trenary Toast because what you do then, go ahead, grab a piece.
I got it.
Okay, dunk it into your coffee, about half of it or a quarter, third. Go ahead. Okay, there, right there. Now eat that. Let it soak up
You guys, if you could see this is hilarious.
We got to talk real estate. John,
Just go ahead.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know that's delicious.
I think it's an acquired taste.
Todd, have you ever had Trenary Toast?
No, I'm coming in to try.
Do you have coffee with you right now?
Todd, I got plenty here for you.
Oh, my gosh. You can't tell me that's not delicious. Todd, bring some in. Come here.
John, it's kind of Trenary stale bread.
No, it's not. It's got a cinnamon flavor.
It's got cinnamon.
Todd?
I don't think that's toast, though.
I think it's one of those things, if you know, you know.
Don't take that
one. Don't bite off of his, Todd. Oh, my God. He's been kissing Milton all morning.
He's been good.
Todd, I would have brought you a bag, but I did not. I did not. We grabbed
four. No, Todd, that's all right. He can have mine. No problem.
Oh, my gosh. How ungrateful you are.
No, I'm grateful to Sandra for thinking of us.
Let me see her, Todd. What? Yo! Todd?
Todd, is that toast or stale bread?
Or is it a little slice of heaven?
That's pretty good.
Thank you, Todd.
Because it's not too sweet.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, excellent. It's not too sweet. That's for sure.
It's perfect. But Thank you, Todd.
I like this. The cinnamon, I like the sweetness. What about the texture of the, they call it toast?
It's kind of grainy.
Well,
it's
it depends on how long you want to dunk it, though, too. That makes a difference.
Yeah, I just did a quick one.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Hey, how's the real estate market up there?
Thank you for this, Sandra.
How far is that away? Marinette, what's that? That's an hour.
Oh, Marinette's only an hour.
An hour.
Yeah. Cabins,
you know where
there.
You should look at? Where? Cedar River.
Oh, I love Cedar River.
Cedar River, that's not a lot of for sale signs, but Cedar River's close. It's right on the lake.
Right on the lake.
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. I love Cedar River. Yep. Have you ever been up there?
No.
No, it's a little town between Escanaba and Menominee.
So that would give you a little of your UP-esque.
Yeah, it would.
A little bit.
And it's close to the jump-off point if you want to go further into the UP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am interested in the cabin, starter cabin, because I right now we have a condo, but it's not a cabin. And there's nothing like a cabin.
There's nothing like a cabin.
Right. And even if it would, and you're saying that for $250, you could maybe find something.
That's starting.
Yeah. I don't mind doing a little.
And you have to do a lot of work.
Is that a cabin or a trailer?
No, I don't want a trailer.
That would be a cabin.
Okay.
No, a cabin, not a trailer.
There are some trailers on lakes, but mostly.
Yeah, most of the people have bought. You know, what happened up there is a lot of people used to have trailers on cabins because it wasn't considered a cool thing. Back then, it was just, you know, whatever. And then other people came in and said, hey, I'll buy your trailer. And then they knocked the trailer down and built a very nice cabin.
So, like, up in Marquette this weekend, my sister-in-law lives on Shot Point Road, and she's been there for 20-some years. There have been four lots for sale on that road since they've lived there. Once the pandemic happened, they all sold to people from out of the state,
right?
Like all over the country, and they're building massive houses.
Yeah.
So that's all over Marquette.
The rest of the world has discovered the UP.
For sure.
Yeah. Just like the Door County type thing.
Which obviously drives the price.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, yep.
It does.
So that's 60 miles. Tell me a little bit more about Shauna. We touched on that. Do you guys do much business up there?
Shauna Lake?
Okay, so personally, I do Brown County and Door County.
Okay.
So I can't really speak a lot about Shauna Lake.
All right,
so when people have areas that they're interested in, we find them an agent that's the number one thing. You have to get an agent that knows that area at the back of their hand.
No question. No question.
So we can help you locate that person because that can be a daunting task because, like we said last week, everyone's a realtor.
Yeah.
So we can help you find someone that really, truly knows that area.
When are you going to hire me as your sign guy? I want to be your sign guy.
Oh, my God. You and Jamie.
That was my favorite job ever.
Okay. So Jamie is my wannabe sign guy, but I have an awesome sign guy. His name is Buddy, of course.
I love being a sign guy.
But this week we're talking about staging. We're talking about staging this week. Remember?
The sign guy goes out and picks up the signs and puts the signs in the yard. I love that job. Yeah.
Well, except when it's like cold and the ground is like rock.
Yeah, I agree.
I watch my teeth on this stuff. Okay.
I know a guy, and this is so terrible, EPA-wise. You know what he used to do when he couldn't get into the ground? He'd pour antifreeze to melt the ground.
Well, that's a little trick.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's EPA. That's a federal thing. Yeah.
Oh, I sidetracked here.
Yeah.
Standard Rock.
Standard Rock is the name of the place.
Yes.
So I know. How'd you know that?
I asked Jamie.
Oh.
Jamie's like a savant. He's like dumb. He's like, seriously, if people play, what is that, Trivial Pursuit?
Yeah.
He's like everybody's lifeline.
Todd.
Nice.
Todd, just pay attention to the show, please. Instead of sitting back there.
What's going on?
Good.
Standard Rock.
Listen.
Not Standard. Standard.
Standard Rock.
It's
the name of the place out in the middle of Lake Superior where people went insane.
And here's an interesting fact. According to Jamie, it's a top 10 engineering wonder in the country.
Yes. It's amazing. But people went crazy because it's so desolate and the weather was so bad and that's all they looked at was storms coming at them. Yes. Todd's big into the paranormal and I'd like to bring him there.
Just to segue. Is that listed by Sandra Rick Realty?
We get sidetracked.
That'd be fun to spend like a weekend
I thought about this too. This would be fun. Right before Halloween, our show before Halloween, let's do we'll do haunted Green Bay stars.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Because
we have some great ones. Oh,
Todd,
my God.
Todd, you in on that?
I'm in.
All right. Yep. Excellent.
Okay. So we're talking about staging.
Oh, yes.
Because people who are selling their homes, we don't want them to put too much money in. And we talked about that last week. But we're talking about, that's different. Staging is, do you rent furniture? Do you do all that kind of
stuff? So here's what staging is. Staging is It's developing a scene for a buyer. So when we are staging inventory, it's probably about $150,000 staging inventory. We've been curating it for a decade.
You have a warehouse?
We have a warehouse. Oh, you can drive your car in our warehouse, and you have a bathroom. It's massive.
Wow.
It's huge. Anyway, when we go into a house, and we're the only company in our area that offers this level of service. We're not bringing in a plant. I mean, we're coming in, formulating your property to speak to the buyer. And our return rate is, our numbers show us, we're about, because of our staging, we do an extra, or earn our sellers an extra 6 to 15% on the sale price. Because we present it how a buyer would like to see it.
And I'll just jump in.
And that is an art and a science.
It is. And that's one thing I've learned too. It's like, you know, people get so attached to their house and they've got things in a certain way that's comfortable for them. But it's not for other people.
How you live is very different than how you sell.
Yep. If you have somebody that's just more objective on it, you can see it in a different way than the seller can, correct?
Right. And the other thing that it does with sellers that they comment on, which I think is interesting, because the house looks so different, it helps them disconnect from the house.
Yeah.
Because that's a process too. When you sell a house, it's a building, but there's a lot of emotion in it.
No question.
And when we're done with it, they come home and they're like, holy, whoa. Yeah. Because a lot of times they're like, do we really want to sell after? I mean, it looks so good when we're done.
Yeah.
It looks great.
And I think, because otherwise people get attached to, that's the couch that I bounced my little girl's. You know what I mean?
Or just the personal items.
Personally. Yes.
But those are the things that make a home a home, right?
Yeah.
So those are important that you have that. But when you sell, those things distract from a person being able to see themselves in it and envision how they would live in it. And we don't decorate. It's really undecorating so that your eye can travel around the house and see the things that they need to see versus your stuff.
So do you do it? You personally?
I used to do it all. I used to do it all. And now I have a full-time and a half-time stager. That's all they do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We do it. It's pretty intense.
I mean, people could say, it's just putting in different furniture. No, it's not. It's a whole different thing.
It's completely different. So like when we do a house, I'll give you an example. We have a house right now that we're listing next week. We have been working with these people for a year on this property. This isn't an estate, but our staging involves... It's very comprehensive. We come in and we look at things and say, okay, this is our plan. Here's what we need to do in an estate. When it's like, I'll give you another example. We just listed a bachelor's house. It was very bachelor-y.
Sure.
Like, wow. We came in. He was like, who even knew it could look like this? I mean, it went from, and if we would have photographed it how he lived versus photographing it how we presented it, I bet that made him $25,000.
Right. Wow.
Was a $375,000 house.
Take out the round bed and the mirrors, right?
Well, it's
make
take
it into
out
something
the
a little more not, traditional. Take
out I don't know if they have round beds anymore, Jim, and the mirrors.
Well,
look what he's doing. What's he doing?
I've been holding it in there.
Inside the house, Sandra
Rank.
This
is very interesting.
Back right after this.
Staging is very powerful.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 68 tonight. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 76. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 70. 57. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a good looking, is it Tuesday?
All day.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
When the Packers don't play on Sunday, I have no frame of reference of what the day is.
We were talking about that earlier. Like, when Christmas is on a Tuesday, it's like, wait, that was a Sunday.
Out of the, right. So we're here at Sandra Rank. Inside the House is the name of the segment. Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams. We're talking staging, which some people would say, oh, I don't need that. My house is really set up
beautiful, nice. I've lived there.
And it's like,
everybody needs it.
Go ahead.
Everybody needs
staging. Take it and run with it, Sandy.
Well, because they don't see the house the way it really is. They see it the way they live in it.
Yep.
And it's very different.
And it's perfect for them.
It's which is how which it should be because it's your home. But when you're selling it,
exactly,
it's a different story. So we had, I'll give you an example. We did a property up in the Door County area. We usually have, even on a house that, like, we do the same level of service for every house, no matter the price point, and we do not charge for it. So, like, on our larger homes, I'm talking larger, 700,000 plus, we probably have, and I am not joking, 100 hours into that house before it ever sees the light of day. Mm-hmm. Smaller houses, we probably have about 40 hours into it. Because what we do is so comprehensive.
And the return on that can be incredible.
In this case, we had a situation where it was up in Door County, and it was listed for $2 million. It sold for $2.3 million, sight unseen, to a person from California.
$300,000 extra.
Right. But now, when we walked into that house.
Could I have that and put it towards my cabin?
Well, when we walked into that house, it looked very 1980.
Yeah.
We had about 150 hours into that house to just get all of that out and all of a more youthful look in. So we take the items out, and then we bring our items in. It's transformative. And so people can see, they're not thinking, like, people would develop a mental tick list when they look at properties. It starts at your front door. It starts when they're looking online, of all of the things they have to do. And if you can eliminate that list to be as small as possible, it's more inviting to look at the property. And also think about, like, yourself. If you see a person just, like, rolling out, like, not even, like, you know, Sunday morning, not
right.
taking care of themselves, but I'm not showering, whatever.
Right, right.
Like, yeah. If you see a person all decked out and snap, I mean, you have different feelings about
right.
how.
Absolutely.
It's visual matters. It's super powerful. So smells, visual, not as much stuff for them to do. All that stuff adds up to more money for you. And it is an art and a science how to do it. You have to walk, because when we walk in, not everyone can just, you have to look at how their furniture is. How do you open things up? Where do you want their eye to go? And everything we do is subliminally doing that.
That's awesome. And that's not a big cost to the seller.
It's a zero cost to the seller.
It's all profit.
It is.
It's all
because
profit.
We talk
we
about
do it.
New bathroom, new sink, do this, do that, do that. But you're just talking about staging, which is the service provided by
right,
you.
That we do. Right.
Wow.
And we stage to how the camera sees it.
Yeah.
So, like, I know, because I've been doing this for 27 years, the camera angle is going to be like this. I need to do A, B, C, D, F, G. Right. So I intuitively know how to do that. Our stagers have learned how to do that. So our process is really thorough and very profitable for the seller.
Well, that's the thing, too, as far as you deal with a pretty high level of, you know, clientele
yes.
or whatever. And, you know, people might think, well, they've got so much money that doesn't matter. Bull. It's just the opposite in some ways, isn't it?
That's why they have money.
Well, exactly.
Well, the thing about Green Bay that people may or may not realize, most people in Green Bay are self-made.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have, we have a few that are, you know, have it, but even in those families, most of those people are workers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we have a
very... they didn't get there by just saying, nah, don't worry about it.
No, they're very conscious of money. I mean, they're very, it's an investment.
Yeah.
So, but they get it. When we, they're like, they understand this creates that.
Yep.
Not a lot of trust fund kids or people here. Is what, again, whereas you go out east, there's a whole, I mean, you take that boat ride and everybody who lives on that water.
We don't have a lot of that here.
No, and I think that's great, right? I think that they more value to it. I want to talk a little bit about the, how do you know who's coming in? You know, you talk about staging.
You know what? And that I do, because I've been doing it for so long. So like I we just like we're like, okay, this is the house. This is likely the buyer, and we're usually dead on.
You know who's going to buy it?
Well,
generally
speaking, sometimes we have an outlier. Sometimes, like I had an 89-year-old buy a house one time.
Wow!
That I thought would be for sure like a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
So sometimes we get surprised, but generally speaking, because we just use it's patterns.
Right. You know what Jim would say that would have blown that deal? He'd say, "You're 89. You don't need a lifetime guarantee."
Okay, so the
you know
best
why I say
part
that? Because of his mom. Did you hear about that one?
No, just stop.
She's 91. She said she needed a new vacuum cleaner, and he says, "Johnny, she's 91. Do you really think I should spend $20 more for a lifetime guarantee? Worst son in America. son in America.
I said, Johnny,
would you buy a realist?
Would you buy a 10-year warranty or would you go with the lifetime warranty? It's like $20. And I just thought he'd say, well, I don't know. That's up to you. But instead, he's like, well, let me think about that till we come on the air. And then he tells it. My mom listens to our show every day. So now I've got a.
She won't talk to him.
No, it's.
She says the rosary instead of listening to our show.
I lost the bead. So
the best part of that deal, that 89-year-old, first of all, he was like 89 is the new 70.
Right.
That
dude absolutely.
Was unbelievable.
No question.
I mean, literally, I was like,
you should
this
see
guy's
his
incredible.
You would say she was 67 years old at the most.
This couple, Johnny too. Met her. This couple true. Was unbelievable. I was like, if that's 89, I'm all for it. But when they closed on, when they closed, I'm like, they closed in June. I'm like, so are you guys moving in right away? And they're like, she's like, no, we're really not in a hurry. We're thinking maybe Christmas.
That's nice. I was like, that's awesome. Absolutely.
It was awesome.
We're winding it down here, Sandra, but let me just ask you this. We were talking about the staging type aspects of it. Do people ever put up a, oh, no, that couch is meant to be there. This
you know what? So I'll give you a great story on that. We had a designer, a really, really high, one of our best designers in the area. It was an estate. And he was like, no, you are, no. And I'm like, Mitch, you need to trust. If you don't want to trust, probably not the right person to hire.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, trusted, called me back and said, you were dead on. You were so right. It looks unbelievable.
Exactly.
He's like, I met my match.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, they have to trust.
Right.
It's not our first rodeo.
Because
we know what we are doing.
But they've got some emotion invested in that.
Absolutely.
Right? And again, you're telling somebody that their emotion, not that it's wrong.
Well, we're respectful of that.
Exactly.
But sometimes when you're in those emotions, they can make you get stuck.
Right.
And because we've done this so many times, we can be like, okay, yeah, do all that, feel all that, but we got to keep going too and keep our eye on the prize. What is our goal? And if our goal, also people have different goals. So we were respectful of that, but staging is part of getting through that process, and it mentally helps them so much.
Absolutely.
But by and large, the top goal is the top price. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's some timing that comes into
and
it.
And the least amount of stress.
Right, and you can deliver that.
Yes,
and
we do.
Yeah,
a beautiful job
27 years, man. Sandra Rank Realty. Staging. I do want to talk to you about pets, but we can do that next week because I think that's part of the family now for some people.
Everybody has a pet, and they do a lot of damage to houses.
Thank you.
They do. Sorry.
Sandra Rank Realty. Yep. It's always a pleasure having you here. We have so much fun. Thank you for the Trinary
Toast. Thank you, guys.
Toast.
You're welcome.
He downed his Trinary Toast. Did you notice
that?
Well,
it's been soaking for the whole time
she
was on.
We'll see you again soon. Thank you so very much. Mino and the Mayor will be back tomorrow morning. See ya.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against the JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you, have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do, or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well, and I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.